In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 14. Ihr kommt doch nach Aachen? You will come to Aachen, won't you? In the last lesson, things were a bit hectic at the Hotel Europa, as is often the case in large hotels first thing in the morning. Andreas, the porter, was kept very busy. If you remember, one of the guests, Herr Meyer, handed in his key to the reception.
Here. Mein Schlüssel.
Then Andreas gave another guest her passport back. She'd handed it in the previous evening to be registered at the hotel.
Hier bitte, Ihr Pass.
These are just two examples of how the possessive article is used in German. My key, mein Schlüssel, and your passport. Ihr Pass. In the first person singular, the possessive article is mein before masculine and neuter nouns, and meine before a feminine noun. In the second person, using the polite form of address, the article is ihr before masculine and neuter nouns, and ihre before feminine nouns. The word for glasses in German, Brille, is feminine. Dr. Thürmann thought he'd lost his glasses.
Meine Brille ist weg.
But Andreas noticed that Dr. Thürmann was wearing his glasses on his head.
Da ist ja Ihre Brille.
Andreas is now at home, and he's not thinking about his work at the hotel. He's got the weekend off and is settling down to a relaxing evening. He's decided to write a letter to his parents, Eltern. Once he's finished, he reads the letter over to himself. Listen and try to find out which city the Hotel Europa is in.
Liebe Eltern, ihr wisst doch, ein Student braucht immer Geld. Ich arbeite also wieder, als Portier im Hotel Europa in Aachen. Die Arbeit ist neu und interessant. Immer kommt jemand und möchte ein Zimmer, ein Bier oder ein Taxi. Oder jemand fragt, wo ist mein Geld, meine Brille, mein Pass? Die Leute glauben wohl, ein Portier weiß alles. Da mache ich Studien, studiere Menschen. Da ist zum Beispiel Dr. Thürmann, ein Arzt aus Berlin. Er ist nett, aber er fragt sehr viel. Und da ist noch Herr Meyer, ein Musiker. Er raucht und trinkt wohl gern. Auch ich rauche immer noch. Und das ist sehr teuer, leider. Ihr kommt doch nach Aachen?
Wer denn?
Meine Eltern.
Andreas mentioned the city twice. Did you catch it? The Hotel Europa is in Aachen, a lovely old city on the German border with Belgium and not far from Holland. Listen again to what Andreas writes to his parents. He begins his letter by saying, Dear Mum and Dad, or to be more exact, Dear Parents. Liebe Eltern.
Liebe Eltern.
To begin with, Andreas says, As you know, a student always needs money.
Ihr wisst doch, ein Student braucht immer Geld.
Andreas tells his parents that he's working once again, wieder, as a porter at the Hotel Europa.
Ich arbeite also wieder. als Portier im Hotel Europa.
He tells him that the guests come to him to ask for things. He writes, "People seem to think that a porter knows everything."
Die Leute glauben wohl, ein Portier weiß alles.
As an example, Beispiel of one of the people at the hotel that he has a chance to study, Andreas mentions Dr. Thürmann. He says, "There is, for example, Dr. Thürmann, a doctor from Berlin."
Da ist zum Beispiel Dr. Thürmann, ein Arzt aus Berlin.
Then Andreas describes Herr Meyer, the musician, Musiker.
Und dann ist da noch Herr Meyer, ein Musiker.
He says Herr Meyer seems to like smoking and drinking.
Er raucht und trinkt wohl gern.
Andreas likes smoking too, and he adds that this is, unfortunately, leider, very expensive.
Und das ist sehr teuer, leider.
Next, Andreas asks his parents if they're planning a visit. You will come to Aachen, won't you?
Ihr kommt doch nach Aachen.
X is sitting quietly, listening to Andreas. She isn't sure who Andreas wants to come to visit, so she asks, "Who exactly?"
Wer denn?
And Andreas replies, "My parents."
Meine Eltern.
Of course, it was obvious who Andreas was writing to, but X just wanted to get Andreas' attention. Listen to the conversation between Andreas and X. What does X want, and why does she want to get Andreas' attention?
Und ich? Wo steht, X ist meine Freundin?
Ach so, du meinst...
Ja.
Ach, X, das geht doch nicht.
Warum nicht?
X thinks Andreas should mention her in his letter to his parents. She wants him to tell them that she is his girlfriend, Freundin. So she asks, where does it say, X is my girlfriend?
Und ich? Wo steht, X ist meine Freundin?
What can Andreas say? He tries to explain to X that that's not possible.
Ach, X, das geht doch nicht.
But X is persistent. She asks, why not?
Warum nicht?
Andreas doesn't reply because it would be too difficult to explain, so he signs off his letter.
Bis bald, euer Andreas.
And in a moment, after the melody, we'll have a look at some of the grammar points you've learned today. In German, the verb is the central element in a sentence. As we mentioned before, verbs are inflected, which means they take different endings. Today you've heard the second person plural form, ihr, which is the informal manner of address. Andreas uses it to address his parents. The verb ends in the letter T, just like the third person singular. Listen to the examples once again.
Ihr wisst.
Ihr wisst doch, ein Student.
Ihr kommt.
Ihr kommt doch nach Aachen.
In German, the verb plays an important part in the sentence. Every verb has a subject. Subjects can take various forms. The subject can consist, for example, of a noun with a corresponding article.
Ein Student.
Ein Student braucht immer Geld.
Sometimes the subject is a proper name.
Dr. Thürmann.
Dr. Thürmann ist Arzt.
Or the subject can be a personal pronoun, such as he.
Er.
Er ist nett.
Or a demonstrative pronoun, for example, that, das.
Das.
Das ist sehr teuer.
We'll come back to this in later lessons. But for the moment, a word about the particle wohl.
Wohl. Wohl.
Particles are small words, but they're important because they can change the meaning or emphasis of a statement. Wohl expresses an assumption. You can say, for example, I think he likes smoking and drinking.
Ich glaube, er raucht und trinkt gern.
Or you can say, he seems to like smoking and drinking.
Er raucht und trinkt wohl gern.
Andreas uses the word wohl when he says, people seem to think that a porter knows everything.
Die Leute glauben wohl, ein Portier weiß alles.
Listen once again to Andreas reading aloud the letter he's written to his parents. While you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Liebe Eltern, ihr wisst doch, ein Student braucht immer Geld. Ich arbeite also wieder, als Portier im Hotel Europa in Aachen. Die Arbeit ist neu und interessant. Immer kommt jemand und möchte ein Zimmer, ein Bier oder ein Taxi. Oder jemand fragt, wo ist mein Geld, meine Brille, mein Pass? Die Leute glauben wohl, ein Portier weiß alles. Da mache ich Studien, studiere Menschen. Da ist zum Beispiel Dr. Thürmann, ein Arzt aus Berlin. Er ist nett, aber er fragt sehr viel. Und da ist noch Herr Meier, ein Musiker. Er raucht und trinkt wohl gern. Auch ich rauche immer noch. Und das ist sehr teuer, leider. Ihr kommt doch nach Aachen.
At this point, X interrupts Andreas. She's annoyed that he hasn't mentioned her in the letter to his parents.
Wer denn?
Meine Eltern.
Und ich? Wo steht, X ist meine Freundin?
Ach so, du meinst...
Ja.
Ach, X, das geht doch nicht.
Warum nicht?
Andreas doesn't reply to this question. Instead, he signs off his letter.
Bis bald, euer Andreas.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
Auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe Institute in Munich.